So we're going to start with the end of the psalm. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh shall also rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. O glory, hallelujah. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Amen, amen. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. When he's at our right hand and we're at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. But let's go back to the first of the psalm. And David declares at the first verse, right at the beginning, he declares that he puts his trust in God. Can we say that? I put my trust in God, huh? I do. I put my trust in God this morning. Then he asks God to preserve him. First, he makes a declaration of who God is, and he talks about God's character by saying, God, you're good enough. I put my trust in you. I trust you. You are trustworthy. Then he says, oh, because of that, God, please preserve me. Then he talks about those who are not walking with the Lord and their sorrowful end. And he stresses again then that his inheritance is not like those who are not walking with God, but he stresses that his inheritance is the Lord God. Then he blesses the Lord. Does that seem funny sometimes that, you know, we think of the Lord blessing us? But David was a man after God's heart, so we need to bless God. And we do bless God every time we worship him, don't we? Huh? That's a blessing to him for his children to sing worship songs in and about him. Then he says he will always set the Lord before him, therefore he won't be moved. The secret to our success in Christianity, always setting the Lord before us. And then, hey, don't worry about being moved. We're not going to be moved. Not when he's right there in front of us. Amen. Whatever goes on then is we'll be all right. We'll have what we need to handle it. And then he goes into this, he ends it in this way. His heart is glad and his glory rejoices. But I want to read it from the Message Bible. The end of the psalm from the Message Bible says, I'm happy from the inside out and from the outside in. I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. Amen. Is that true? And compare it. You know, look in your King James Bibles and compare it. Yeah, it does say that. But Peterson just says it in a little different way. And I think a little bit more easy to understand than my glory rejoices and my flesh shall rest in hope, huh? No, I'm firmly formed and I'm happy from the inside out and from the outside in. Let's stand and let's say this together before we go into worship. I'm happy from the inside out and from the outside in. I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. Don't you know it's time to praise the Lord, Pastor Kev? After a psalm like that, huh? It is.